honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
We all love to go on vacation to get away from it all, but if you are a very healthy eater, and Andrea and I both love to eat a clean, healthy diet, what do you do when you're on vacation? Well, I'm really happy today because Andrea and I are going to chat all about her wonderful trip to Mexico. And I want to know, Andrea, how you handled eating there. Could you find, I would imagine you could find a lot of great produce. And what about other things? And how did you prepare and on the plane with your kids? Give us the 411.
You know, it's so funny that you ask because going on holiday for me can, I mean, I travel a lot for work, but those are short stints to like LA, New York, Chicago, where there's a plethora of great, you know, good clean food. But when I'm going to places like Mexico, it's a little bit harder because, you know, I was there for a week and there's a lot of fried food and there's a lot of, you know, there are a lot of chemicals and a lot of the food and the drinks that we're eating. So what I try and do is I try to be prepared in a way that before I go, I take one suitcase dedicated only to food. I know that sounds crazy, but that's what I do. And if you go on Facebook, we posted a picture recently about my suitcase, what's in my suitcase when I travel. So I go and I buy things like, and I'm also gluten-free and dairy-free. So I buy things like my almond breeze. I bring almond milk with me. I'll bring a gluten-free cereal with me, and I'll bring a ton of snacks that, you know, I'll bring shaved coconut, or I'll bring granola bars, or I'll bring things that are healthier and have cleaner ingredients that we can reach to really quickly when we're traveling or if the kids are hungry. At least while we're on the airplane. And then while we're there, I'll access those as well. So it's a matter of being organized and prepared, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. You know, I would think though that, like I said, if you're going to Mexico, I would think the food would be pretty darn good. Tell us about some of the things that they offered and what were some of the things that you felt comfortable eating in terms of staying on the way you like to eat.
You know, it's a good question. So Mexico, the good thing about Mexico is that they are not GMO. So their corn is not GMO yet. Unfortunately, they still contain pesticides, but their corn is not GMO. So I'm a big lover. I love avocado. So I did have a lot of avocado while I was there. And I did have a lot of avocado on my, you know, I'd have eggs in the morning. So I would have like an egg white omelet, and I would throw on avocado and pico de gallo, which is the tomatoes and the onions cut up. And then they also had a fresh juice bar. So where I stayed was a place called Moon Palace. And last year, I stayed at another place called Sandoz Carousel, and I find that they have a lot of fresh juices in the morning. So they had spinach, and they had celery and carrots, and every morning they can go with their blender, and you can go and order this great, you know, it's not an organic, you know, pressed juice, but I mean, it does the trick for while you're there, staying there. So those would be some things I would say that is great about Mexico. Obviously, a lot of water, filtered water, so because they're very strict about the filtered water, and that's pretty much what I kind of lived on all week.
Wow. I love corn.
And lots of salad.
Did they have good corn tortillas? I could like eat corn tortillas forever.
They do. And the only thing is it's fried. So I'm not a big, you know, obviously I don't eat a lot of fried food, but I did have some while I was there. I did have the fried, but you know what I did? I did bring my own tortilla chips. I brought like Late July, and I brought up another one called Beanitos that I would keep with me. And yeah, I was the person that was lugging it around with me and, you know, eating it and using it to dip when I didn't want to eat too much fried food. So, so I would use that instead. Yeah. So, yeah, but it is good. They are very yummy.
I try to stay away from the tortilla chips, but their actual tortillas that they make usually aren't fried. So hopefully you had some of those. Do you have any like traditional dishes? And, you know, of course I'm from California originally. So I just know the Mexican food you would get there, the enchiladas and the, you know, the burritos and the other things. But was there anything that was like would surprise me, do you think, someone who feels like they're pretty you know, fluent in Mexican food?
You know what, my father, so I'm pretty fluent in Mexican food, only because I'm fluent in Canadian and U.S. Mexican food, because my dad owned a Mexican restaurant for many, many years while I was growing up. Yeah, he owned a Mexican food. So he owned a Mexican food restaurant. So we would go there all the time. And what it was very interesting to note, and my brother, who I went on vacation with, was also, he worked for my dad for many, many years as a waiter. And what we both noticed is that traditional Mexican food that you get in Mexico isn't like the Mexican food that you're getting in Canada and the U.S. So there aren't, you know, so you didn't have like a lot of the traditional, they had like burritos, I guess, like the, you know, the flour tortilla that you moved over. But a lot of it wasn't the same. So I can't really answer that question. All I know is that it was very different than what I was used to.
Now, did you work in the restaurant at all?
Oh, a whole other conversation. Actually, I did. I bartended for a couple of years.
Oh, did you?
Brings me back. Well, so, yeah, I did.
Well, it's funny because my first job, other than babysitting, I started babysitting when I was 11, was a hostess in my favorite Mexican restaurant, El Burro, in San Jose, California, back in the day. And ever since then, I just absolutely love the Mexican food. So now staying active, I would think, would be pretty easy. Did you swim a lot? And what other ways did you, you know, stay on top of your yoga? Were you able to do it there?
Unfortunately, I did not do yoga while I was there. I was there with my three kids. And so obviously we didn't have much free time. But what we did do is they definitely, you know, my kids were in the water all the time, whether it was on the sand, in the beach, or whether it was in the pool. And we walked a lot. And we walked a lot on the sand, which I thought was really great. So, and the resort was pretty big. So yes, we got a lot. We definitely stayed active. We didn't sit by a pool the whole time because the weather was a little bit cool. But we were active. We were doing things. We went swimming with the dolphins. One day we went to this Excaré, which is like this park. Yeah, it was really fun. So we were pretty busy and we had a good time.
Wow, swimming with dolphins. That sounds awesome. Had you done that before?
I never have. It was really great. I have to say, it was one of the coolest experiences that I've had in my lifetime.
Now, are you actually holding on to it as it's swimming, or describe the experience for people who haven't done it? Because it sounds fun and active and pretty exciting.
You know what it is? It was, you get to pet it, and the dolphins are extremely smart. So, you know, they're trained to interact with humans. Now, you know, it's funny because some people, my sister-in-law who I was with, had a very hard time with it because she felt that it was cruel to the animal. And there's a whole, you know, a lot of people out there who feel it's a cruel thing to do. You know, I was a little bit torn because, yes, I did swim with it. So there's a point where you swim far and then you hold on to it and you kind of, it pulls you forward, which was really fun. But we had some good debates there because we were wondering, is it something that's cruel for the animal? Because a lot, these dolphins in particular were born in captivity. And knowing what we know now, what goes on in the waters and the oceans with the plastic and all these animals who are washing up on shore, I was a little bit torn because as much as it is, they're not in their natural habitat, I kind of felt like, well, they're safe here because they're not eating plastic. They're treated so well by the humans. They are so loved by the people who are taking care of them. And there was no harm coming to them. But I do see the other side of the equation, my sister-in-law's opinion that, you know, they're not living as they should be in the wild, in the ocean.
I don't know. They get a heck of a lot of love, like you're saying, from all the people that handle them and the people that care so much for them. And I think dolphins are pretty social. I mean, I know they're social with each other. They seem to be happy with humans. Maybe I just want to see it the way I want to see it, but
it seemed like that to me. They seemed were amazing. I mean, they loved it and they really didn't have, I mean, listen, again, they're trained and they're very, very smart animals. So, but we had a great time and my 2-year-old loved it and we got some great pictures and, you know, it was a great experience. But, you know, getting back to the food thing, I think like anything, whenever you're getting ready to travel, I think the key is to do research before you go. If you're getting on an airplane or you're going to somewhere, we went to Walt Disney World and what we did is we rented an apartment off the Disney property and every day we'd go to Whole Foods or we'd go shopping to wherever there was a store that carried natural products, stocked up on it, brought breakfast, and, you know, we ate breakfast in the hotel or the apartment, and then we brought lunch with us. So all we were eating out was really dinner. And then we tried to obviously, especially when it comes to myself, try to eat, you know, salads or healthier options. So I think the key to any type of travel with your family is really just planning ahead. And a lot of them, especially like the Disney resorts now, they'll accommodate people with allergies and food intolerances. So it's a good, just call ahead and ask them and they'll be accommodating in most cases.
Wait, did you go to Mexico and Disney World or is these separate trips?
No, these are separate trips. I just kind of, just Mexico. Yeah, no. These are separate trips.
With you.
Disney we did like 5 years ago. It was a long time ago. But anyways, but it was a lot of fun. And I definitely recommend any of you who are planning to travel, just plan ahead and be organized. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening and stay well.